Hello everyone. I am here to take a questionnaire. It's two questionnaires. It's the Vehement Voice and or Wanton Writer questionnaire by Yaneko. Okay, so this is actually two questionnaires. It's 10 questions for voices and 10 questions for writers. I'm going to start with the voices, and depending on how it goes, I may do the writer part. I consider myself more a performer. Okay, and I will also try to be concise. Alright, voices. Number one, how many voices do you have? Can you introduce them? Do they have names, characteristics? I think I really only have one voice. Now, I guess the personas, if you want, for my voices really depends on the script. I mean, gentle, femdom, or femdom is probably the most frequent one, and that's just like my, probably my natural voice. and then I do tomboy sometimes, or monster girl, and that, I don't know. I don't think I'm that great at doing different voices. I definitely don't have names for them besides what I just said. It's more about a mood or a dynamic is the word I'm thinking of. All right. Yeah, not a great answer. Sorry. Number two, favorite voice to act in. What tags do you often use? Oh, I kind of answered that already. I guess favorite voice to act in is kind of like a gentle femdom voice, which again, I would not say it's something that a voice that I put in is really more of like a tone, I guess. And what tags do I often use? Gentle femdom. Also, things like milking, good boy, aftercare, and then other ones are things like, Fembot, dystopia, mind control. But I also enjoy making, safe for work PTA kind of like comfort pieces. And so the tags there would be, soothing, sleep aid, hypno vibes, maybe. Yeah. Okay. Number three, thoughts on your normal voice versus sexy. Sell us your most cheesy pickup line with your sexy voice. Same, Ibid. I don't think that I have, I don't know. I think the voice I use on my voicemail greeting is probably not that different from the voice that I use for audios. Cheesy pickup line. I have no cheesy pickup line, although I do remember a line from a script that I made a long while ago. And if you're the writer of the script and you hear this, you'll know who you are. The line was, and I'll try to say it the way I delivered it. I'm going to break you, little boy, and you are going to love every second of it. No age play there, by the way, just in case you're wondering. Number four, has your opinion about your own voice changed since you started recording audios? Not about my own voice, although I think the benefit to making audios is that I'm more confident in, or I should say just more confident and more used to just talking extemporaneously, making presentations, or just kind of using my voice more. So I wouldn't say the voice has changed, but probably my comfort level with speaking out has changed, has evolved. All right, number five. What are some comments you received about your voice? I'm thinking of the negative comments I received that I find very amusing. There was this one commenter who said something like sexy delivery. What was it? Sexy voice, monotonous delivery. I this day, that makes me laugh. Granted, it was a hypno audio. That's why it was monotonous. Not to say that hypno voices are monotonous, but that was what was going on there. But I don't really care. Comments? I mean, I've had a few people say I have a really good tomboy voice, which I don't really know what that means. Okay. I mean, I'll take it. Number 6. Tips on recording. What is your setup? Do you edit your audios? Yes, I do edit my audios. I think I'm a really crappy editor, to be honest with you. I mean, I just like know very basic things. I just do the same things over and over again. What's my setup? Like right now, I'm recording on my phone with a headset that it came in the box. And most of my audios are recorded this way. And that's the other comment I received several times, or more than several times, is that, when are you going to get a real mic? Funny thing about that is I did receive kind of a fancy mic from a contest that I won, but really I just like to just record on my phone. I do use the other mic sometimes when I want to have a certain sound. So I have no good tips on recording, sorry. 7, what do you prefer, improv or script, and why? Well, when I first started, I really only did improv. I didn't really know about scripts. I didn't really see the point in doing scripts. But then I started doing scripts, and I kind of liked that. And then for various reasons, I really only do scripts now. But I do improv quite a lot when I do a script, though. Yeah, I like improv. Okay, 8, any tips for writers? Well, I do also write. My tips for writers or script writers are don't write in a paragraph form. Make your lines like one sentence or two sentences. Like, you know, your lines should not be in a paragraph that wraps too much. It's really hard for a performer to read, because oftentimes, just keep in mind, some performers read off their phone or a small device, and when a body of text wraps many times, it's really hard to know where you are. Also, when you put more breaks between lines, then the pauses will kind of happen more naturally, right? You write in a paragraph form, oftentimes the script will be read that way. So if you're writing a narrative script, that's fine. But otherwise, do a return, what do you call it, line space. The other tip for writer is, if you know that you're not good at copy editing, just maybe get some help with that, because it can be distracting for some performers to read a script that has a lot of errors in it. I mean, not to say we can't read something with an error, but it's just distracting. 9, the sexiest audio recorded? I can't possibly answer that question, because I think the sexiest audio is literally in the ears of the beholder, right? The person listening. I don't honestly don't find any of my audios sexy. I mean, I find them, I do re-listen to my audios, and I like them for different things. Oh, I know. Well, I was just saying, my favorite audio of recent memory is this audio. It's called 2 Squeaks for Yes, 1 Squeak for No. I like it a lot, because it's just it's a chastity audio, but it's very fun. Yeah. And 10, what's your biggest blooper? I mean, I have bloopers in every single audio that I make. I could not tell you which is the biggest one. I think my biggest, it's not a blooper, but like, there was this audio I made where it was supposed to take place at night, and I used a backing track, a nature backing track that had birds singing, and one of the commenters, lovely commenter, very kindly pointed out that, you know, your audio takes place at night, but your backing track has birds singing, so just a thought. That was really funny. So not a blooper, but I guess an editing gaffe. It's amusing to me. I think I'm going to stop there. I mean, I'll do the writer one another time. Yeah, okay. Hope that was amusing. Thank you for listening.